Good morning. Our passage this morning is from 2 Corinthians. Today, as we begin the season of Advent, we begin our journey toward an event that cannot be minimized in our faith. The birth of Jesus is packed with meaning for us, and as we move towards Christmas, we explore that meaning. We begin with the Apostle Paul. For him, God has somehow at work in this event, bridging a gap and bringing reconciliation to humanity. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 16 to 20. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view, we know him no longer in that way. So, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God is reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against him, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. So we are the ambassadors for Christ. Since God is making his appeal through us, we entreat you on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.
Will you join me in prayer? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts and the actions of our lives be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I'm calling on your memory this morning. First, for an experience of when you got lost. So now that you're kind of got the memory thing going, any of you have a memory of a time when you went home for Christmas? When you weren't home, but you went home for Christmas? Anybody got that? Remember what that was like? A time when you were away from whatever you called home. And sometime in December, you packed up some things. Perhaps you wrapped some gifts ahead of time and stuck them in whatever you were traveling with. Hopped on a bus or a plane or got into the car. And you made your way home for Christmas. Do you remember what that was like? Both not being home, but anticipating getting there. And then going. You may also have a memory of a time when you couldn't go home for Christmas, but wanted to. A memory of not being able to get there and having to make Christmas happen away from home. Perhaps feeling a little homesick. I think that this season is... It just creates in us a longing for home. For a place and a time and an experience of familiar comfort. Where you can kind of let down your guard. Where you know that you belong. That's why we sing all these familiar songs at this time of the year. I mean, I know I'm one that likes new stuff, but I also know that we need a hefty dose of the old and familiar to feed that longing for home. This is a season of traditions. We bring out, you know, those old ornaments. I'm sure you know the one that's made out of macaroni and painted, and you bring it out and you stick it on the tree, not because it's particularly beautiful, but because 35 years ago some little kid gave it to you. And that's home. That's home. That's where you belong, in that relationship. This longing for home is the reason that this season can also be a hard season for people. I remember one year, the first year that I went to seminary in Saskatoon, having left a community in Victoria that I loved, that was home to me, and I was homesick, and I didn't actually get back to Victoria for a whole year, but boy, was I ever looking forward to it when I did. And when I got there, and I went to my home church, St. Aidan's, and there were other people here that I didn't know. And there were people that used to be here that weren't here anymore. And they had even changed some of the things that we always did. And home had moved. Home had changed. And it wasn't really home anymore. And if truth be told, I wasn't really the same guy anymore either. I do wonder sometimes what they thought when I came home. Who's that? If you've experienced any kind of change in your life, something happens to home. And in this season, in which we long for home, we can feel that more acutely than ever. We can experience a real gap between the way that things are and the way that we long for them to be. Which brings me to Paul's message. Paul had a clear sense of the gap between the way that things are and the way that things ought to be. And Paul saw it in big terms, in cosmic terms, that the world was not at home with itself. And that by the mystery of Christ, God had done something huge to bridge the gap, to bring the world home, to reconcile the difference. Paul said God was in Christ reconciling the world to God's very self. God was in Christ bringing the world and God together again, bringing it all home. There are all kinds of times when we feel this gap between life, the way it is, and the way life would be if we were completely at home in the world. We experience that personally within our own selves. We can feel not completely at home in our own skin. We experience it in the lives that we lead. Like our life is not where we want it to be, and we get a sense of where we're called to have it be. Sometimes when we have gone through big change, our life can feel alien to us, not quite like home. We can feel the gap socially. We can feel it politically. Like in a community not quite at home with us. I got to tell you, the commercialism of this season often gives me that feeling. A feeling of alienation from the very celebration that is supposed to be so central, supposed to be home to me. And so often with the commercialism of this season, it feels alien to me. This week I had a stunning example of the gap politically. If you were to ask me about my identity, who am I in my core? Christian would be on the top of the list, but Canadian would be awful close. I mean, I just know that from having traveled and then come home. I am Canadian. Canada is home to me. I have always had a strong sense of rootedness in this country, and it's not only about geography, although it is about that, but it's also about values. Well, this week, I had an experience of a gap where I felt alien in my own home. When a friend who had come to Canada from Sri Lanka seeking refuge, fleeing violence, was sent a letter saying that his refugee status, which had been refused back in August, was not appealable, and that he would be sent away by Canada. Canada was not to be home for him, even if he feared that he and his family would be harmed in Sri Lanka. Now, I suppose that the merits of his case are debatable in some forum, but I believe that his fear is real. And we do have a system to deal with situations like this, but in recent years, our Canadian system of receiving refugees has, I believe, been emptied of the compassion that I have always been so proud of. And as I watched my home country, a country made largely of immigrants and refugees, if you go back far enough, refuse refuge, well, my home felt alien to me. Boy, is that a feeling of the gap. And that feeling stings. And I'm angry, because something very precious has been stripped away from my home. So there's the gap experienced politically in the body politic. All right, Paul, God was in Christ reconciling the world to God's self, bringing the gap between the way things are and the way things ought to be together. Bridging it, coming among us that we might find our way home. Home personally, home within ourselves, home spiritually, home in our relationship with each other, in our relationship with God, home in our whole network of relationships, in the fabric of the community that is supposed to welcome. The birth of Jesus is about God coming among us and showing us a way home and a way to be home on all levels. And so my prayer this season is, as we enter into this season, that you and I and all of us together may experience God among us, God within us, at work bridging the gaps that we experience and helping us find our way home. May it be so.